It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
An amazing survival story for a city firefighter after a dangerous mishap at a Hamilton Heights blaze last night.
Firefighters called for a mayday as one member of their own fell four stories. That firefighter is in Harlem Hospital recovering. Fire officials say he is in serious but stable condition, and Chief of Operations Kevin Woods says the fire spread from the second floor to the sixth and to a loft above the ceiling.
These old buildings have many, many voids. Fire gets into these voids, and when it got up to the sixth floor, it actually started blowing out of the top floor windows again.
One family I spoke to said they grabbed their two cats and ran.
A lot of smoke, a lot of chaos. All the lights went out.
Fire officials tell us the Red Cross is on scene to help any families in need, and they are keeping an eye on hotspots that may reignite. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Hamilton Heights.
Four other firefighters also hurt, five other people injured, all expected to recover. Trial date and more new developments in the mayor's federal case.
Mayor Adams' defense team was arguing to get his bribery charges thrown out. It's one of five counts he's facing in his federal corruption trial. But Judge Dale Ho said the bribery charges are staying as is, and he set a trial date for April 21st of next year. Mayor Adams' defense team pushed for a speedy trial beginning in March, but Judge Ho said he couldn't do that given the large volume of discovery in this case, which dates back about a decade. Federal prosecutors defended their stance that Mayor Adams did use his power and privilege to accept bribes in exchange for favors. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. Outside of federal court.
As the Daniel Penny trial video took jurors into the subway car where the fatal confrontation took place.
That's the sound of police rushing down the steps of the subway station to the F train, where body cam video records the scene. Jordan Neely lying motionless on the floor. Daniel Penny standing nearby as a sergeant asks what happened. Penny told them, "He was acting crazy. I put him out." Police tried emergency measures and arriving EMTs did the same. Neely family attorney Dante Mills explaining.
So we appreciate the district attorney in this case. We believe that they made it clear what the issues are, that there was an indifference to life, that Daniel Penny took it too far.
But Penny's attorney told the jury their client didn't devalue life. He valued the lives of the people on the train. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
From the NYPD to political commentary, well, Chief of Department John Chell sparking new speculation with a personal X account that features a bald eagle, American flag on the header, listing him as an active law enforcement leader who believes facts matter and that the opinions are his own. The Daily News says the new personal account comes as sources say he is looking at the possibility of becoming a commentator on a news network. No comment from him. Dia de los Muertos at the crossroads of the world. It is the annual Mexican celebration of the ancestors and those who have gone before. And DOT Commissioner Adonis Rodriguez is telling 1010 Winds.
Dia de los Muertos is a celebratory holiday that honors the rich cultural tradition of Mexico and honor the memories of the ancestors.
Now, today's ceremony specifically honor people who died as adults following days in memory of pets, people who died in accidents, and those who died as children. That wasn't a superhero. It was a suspect. A guy in a black Spider-Man outfit and rollerblades chased at and fired on a man on Halloween night in the Bronx. This happened just before 7 p.m. on Union Avenue near East 156th Street in East Tremont. Police say the Spidey shooter threw at least three shots at the victim. Bystander called 911 after a stray bullet went through his apartment window. There's no reports of any injuries, and both the intended victim and the Spidey suspect got away. It was, by the way, the Bronx's second costumed crime of the Halloween season. A mugger in a Captain Jack Sparrow costume attacked a guy in the Brook Avenue No. 6 train station in the Mott Haven section early on October 27th. The new balloons fly today.
Looks like they're having a little trouble with the baseball player.
He was a clown last year. They just changed the head and painted him different. My mother told me.
That's a little fun from Miracle on 34th Street. Macy's unveiling six new characters at Balloon Fest at MetLife Stadium today, showing off their latest and greatest for reporters. This year's class includes Minnie Mouse, Spider-Man, Goku, and three more. The parade, of course, is the 98th edition, and it is set for Thursday, November 28th. 1010 Winds is the official radio station. Almost time to turn back the clock.
You probably know the drill by now. It's going to start getting darker earlier. Jordan Weiss wants to see no more time changes.
More daylight, more vitamin D, more time outside, more social interactions, all that good stuff. So I definitely would support that.
There are some like Eric DiCarvalho who need a little help with this whole thing.
I don't get it. I don't know why. What are we saving? Power?
After explaining it to him, here's what he thinks.
I like it when we fall back because I get that extra hour. I work in bars, so I get an extra hour of sleep.
The American Academy of Sleep Medicine has recommended eliminating the clock changes because they say it best aligns with human circadian rhythm.
That's our Mac Rosenberg reporting.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.